Yeah, so I'm blogging while I'm driving. I'm sure that's really safe, but the good news is I'm on 78 and it's a straight road. I'm coming back from New York having just seen A Bed and a Chair, A New York Affair, which was Sondheim music played by Wynton Marsalis' band and featured Bernadette Peters. So, of course, I went to go see it. Had the chance to say hi to her real quick. Told her Bosco was doing great. You know, just, I don't know, she seems to really like that. I could be wrong. So, anyways, on my way into the city, I was listening to an audiobook called, I don't remember, if I feel like it, I'll look it up. And it was a series of essays celebrities wrote about their dogs. And the reason I may not feel like looking up what it's called is that so far, about halfway through it, I've discovered that these people had a shitload of really crappy excuses for giving up their dogs. So I do not recommend the book. Let's just say that. One thing that I did catch in it, though, that was interesting was just one sentence where, written from the dog's point of view, it said that the dog was either a part of your life or a part of your life. And I thought that was interesting. It's the same word, same letters, just pulled apart differently and have completely opposite meanings. And I guess what really, really resonated is that that's kind of where Bosco's at right now. Of course, he's a part of my life. But every day we work to make sure that he doesn't just stay apart from life. We are in a phase right now where he's, you know, my big goofy woofus in the house. Beautiful, sweet, outgoing, a clown, absolute clown and a joy to be with. And the second we cross over that threshold, he's nervous again and he's aloof, doesn't want to join in. So we've been working a lot to make sure that he doesn't slip back and lose any ground that he's gained. And we've been doing that in a bunch of different ways.